In addition to adding contacts to an account, Mitchell can gain business insights into the account by using data.com Prospecting Insights. The Prospecting Insights dashboard for an account combines the D&B company details and industry intelligence in a quick view snapshot. It provides real-time data on the account, which includes business, financial, competitive, and industry details, as well as contacts. By looking at the Prospecting Insights dashboard, Mitchell can get an overview of the account and make effective prospect calls. Mitchell can use the Company Hierarchy button to find out whether any company related to the account exists. Data.com Company Hierarchy uses D&B company data in data.com to display a hierarchical view of related accounts. Using this information, Mitchell can identify relevant prospective customers and then add them as accounts in Salesforce by clicking the plus button. Before you can use data.com Company Hierarchy, your administrator will need to add the Company Hierarchy button in the account page layout. Data.com Company Hierarchy is available with the data.com Prospector license. For organizations looking for in-depth company information, data.com Prospector users have access to the D&B global file and over 100 account fields such as DUNS number and NICS code. When users add an account from data.com, a corresponding D&B company record is created. A link to the D&B company record is also added simultaneously to the account record and any lead records that are added to Salesforce from that company. Now that we know how to add records to Salesforce, let's review the licenses and limits. The data.com licenses and limits page allows you to see which features your organization has access to and how your team's usage compares to your limits. All organizations can see the data.com tab and search for contacts and accounts for free, but critical information is hidden from view for unlicensed users. Prospector license allows users to see complete contacts and company information and add it to Salesforce or export it to an Excel spreadsheet. In addition, Prospector license provides access to deep account data via the D&B company object. Prospector license provisions for two types of user licenses, data.com user and data.com list user. By default, every data.com user is allowed 300 additions or exports from Salesforce per month. However, administrators can reallocate those limits as they see fit. It's important to note that these addition limits refresh on the first day of the month and do not roll over to the next month. Data.com list users share additions from a pool. Any user with a prospector license can be designated as a list user and can add or export records from the pool rather than from their individual limit. The list user pool of additions does not expire monthly. Note that users assigned a list user license do not have access to the organization's limits until their user license is switched by the administrator. Any data.com prospector user can also clean records manually. There is no limit on the number of records you can clean with data.com, and cleaning does not affect your addition limits. Please note, for automated cleaning across the org, a data.com clean product is required. The data.com licenses and limits page also shows data.com API limits, which keeps a track of call usage in the organization. The call limits are calculated based on the number and type of data.com licenses that are purchased. For more information on licenses and a complete guide to administering data.com products, please see the Getting Started with data.com page by clicking the Salesforce data.com icon. You'll find a data.com administration e-learning course as well as other helpful resources. Any user with a prospector license can manually clean records by clicking the Clean button on a contact, lead, or account. When cleaning the record, the user can compare the values in Salesforce for that record to the values in data.com and select which values to keep. For organizations without the data.com clean product, the status field is updated only when the record is manually cleaned. However, organizations with data.com clean can have their status updated on a regular, scheduled basis, and have blank fields automatically filled in with data.com fields. The Clean Status field lets you know how your record compares with data.com. In Sync indicates that your record is identical to the matching record in data.com and is considered clean. Not compared means that the record has not yet been compared to data.com, or possibly that it hasn't been compared since its last edit. Inactive records have been flagged in data.com as potentially being out of date. For context, this might mean an incorrect email, phone number, or an individual that is no longer with the company. For accounts, this means that DNB has marked the company as out of business. Reviewed records have been manually compared with data.com. While the values may not match exactly, it is considered clean. Records with a status of different have field values that differ with data.com and can be cleaned by clicking the Clean button. The Not Found status will be displayed if a record cannot be matched to a record in data.com. Records that previously had the Not Compared Clean status and had encountered an error related to a validation rule, trigger, or other customization when saving will have the Skipped status. These records will be skipped during the next incremental sync clean job or when they are manually cleaned. Note that clean rules can be set up only in Salesforce Classic. However, the status of clean rules can be checked in both Salesforce Classic and Lightning Experience. In summary, data.com lets you access the most complete and accurate business database in the cloud without leaving Salesforce. Users can search for and add accounts, contacts, and leads to Salesforce with a license. Up to 300 records can be added or exported from the data.com tab per license per month. There is also a data.com list user option, which allows a selected group of users to pull from a separate pool. Users with a prospector license can compare their records to data.com, and organizations with data.com clean have additional options such as automatically filling in blank Salesforce fields with data.com fields. Let's get started with data.com. By the end of this training, you'll be able to understand where data.com records are sourced from, find new accounts, contacts, and leads using data.com, understand the data.com user licenses and their monthly edition limits, and clean your Salesforce records by comparing them to records in data.com.